We met at a roller skating rink, actually, in Marshfield. We didn't meet here or Rockland or anything. Well,
Cody's. But it was on Webster Street. They had one on Webster Street, and that was Cody's.
In Marshfield, yeah.
In Marshfield. In the summertime, they had these great big sheets of plywood that would, but they would open up, and there were screens in it, so it was cooler in the rink. But there was no air conditioning or anything like that. That's where I first met her, was down there.
And then I didn't pay any attention to him till the other rink.
When you were at Cody's, did you bring your own skates?
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Well,
yeah.
No, you could rent
skates. Well, you could rent skates, but most of the kids.
And it was Cohees. Mr. and Mrs. Cohey ran it. Well, it was just big and wooden and had a couple of restrooms in it, but it also had the restaurant, a little bit of a snack bar area. And we all say, we laugh when we're talking with anyone. We knew all skate slowly, please. Because they'd play music and they'd play, they'd have certain dances that they'd break up the time with. And sometimes you could skate backwards and sometimes you couldn't skate backwards. But it was the all skate and all skate slowly, please. This Paul Pellin, who was a teacher down there, was kind of a friend of everybody's, taught everybody in the world, I think, down there practically. And I grew up in Blackman's Point all summer long when I was a kid. Day school got out, my mother would have the car all packed and we'd go to the beach. I lived in a 16 by 16 army tent for a while, for many summers, and then we graduated to a trailer, which was on the waterfront down there. So we'd pile a whole lot of kids in the car and take them usually to family night. It was like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays or whatever. You could all get in as a family for like a buck, I think. So every carload only paid a dollar. The Coeys never chased you for who sister you and who belongs with you or anything, you know. It was fun. And they when that burned down, they built the one up on Webster Street, on Route 139 in Marshfield, Ocean Street, I guess it is. Mm-hmm. And it never really became what it was. You know, the little place down there, so.
When Coeys mm-hmm. was at its, when you were there quite often, was it a place where you would go to find a girlfriend or a boyfriend?
Sure, yeah. That's what it was all about, yeah.
Listen to some music, do right. some skating.
You'd skate, right. you'd skate yeah. all the time. You wouldn't really sit there and listen
no,
much.
No, and you'd, somebody would pick out a girl, or imagine the girls would pick out a boy or something like that, and I'd dance with him or something like that. And that's when I met her. We were in competition together, because there was competition. You could skate too. You had to do different figure eights and skate on one and then on the other foot, and then you had to turn around and skate backwards, and there was different things you had to do, you know, see who could get the most medals and all that stuff, you know. No, she gave me a hard time. I never went out with her until when they'd call a cotillion night. It was a night where the girls had to dress up on long dresses and boys had to wear tucks and get all dressed up and everything. And
you would work this in, wouldn't you?
so Paul came up to me and asked me if I was going. And I said, no, I says, I'm not going. I says, I can't get Susanna to go with me, and she won't go. And so he says, well, you sound disappointed. You want to be here that night? And I said, yeah, why? What do you want me to do? And he says, would you take care of the door with your personality? He says, you know everybody. Everybody knows you. So he says, would you do the door? And I said, sure. He says, I'll be glad to. So I'm collecting tickets. Who comes walking in but her with another guy?
With another guy.
And older than me, too. Dave was older than me.
It wasn't Dave, but that's all right. That will go there some other time. I've let you think that for years.